Today, Yitzhak Tev, this is the Yitzhak from Agayin Reb Nachum, Mendel Yosef Zaks. Reb Mendel Zaks was the Rashiv in Raden. He's also the Eidim of Chabetz Chaim. Besides being a Rashiv in Raden, he was also known in Europe noch to be one of the Gedolei Dor Mamash. Mamash a Gedolei Dor. In Raden, besides being a Rashiv and saying Shiv at Bachrim, he also was the Rosh Kol Kochim. And Raden, the Chavetz Chaim, had a famous Kol Kochim, which they say is a very special Kol. Every human mind of the Kol himself was the Adam Golden Moid. And Mendel Zaks had the Shia for them. They say that when Melchon Vassaman used to come visit his Rebbe, the Chavetz Chaim in Raden, he would stop into the Kol Kochim and he would listen to Mendel Shia. That was the Harachah people had for Mendel Zaks' Torah. My Zayde, Rav Shergen, he went in Raden 16 years. He was very close to Mendel all the years together in yeshiva. Later in America, they were very close. I know some personal stories. They were mamash like mishpacha. They felt like mishpacha to each other. I had a personal hegesh that I was mishavach with his mishpacha. My Eidim was born on his yotzeit. My Eidim is an Oriental, great grandchild of Mendel's ex, and he was born on his yotzeit, but he's named after him. Same after Mendel. My Zayde used to say, very often used to say, in Raden there was no gaiva. It was probably Zaf, and Raden wasn't Shemitz the Gaiva, did not exist. But he said the reason Pashut was the Chavetz Chaim had a Bekeshacht and the Yitzhak and Gaiva. That was his line. He said the Chavetz Chaim Shechted the Yitzhak and Gaiva did not exist in Raden. And he used to point it to Mendel Zaks as an example. He said, get the cook of Mendel Zaks. Look at this year. This year knows every Tosfos in Shas Bal Peh. Think about what that means. Every Tosfos in Shas Bal Peh, and you don't see in him a Zeich of a Gaiva. And Mendel was a Moedei Ga'anov. Everyone that knew him, they saw him when I was a Pashtus, he was a Moedei Ga'anov. He was such a great Hazar, and you couldn't tell. He got some of the Nevis. He's a Moedei Ga'masmet also. There's a Hesped printed from him from Simcha Elberg. People remember Simcha Elberg was a very first Shotam Chachan. He was from the famous Yiluyim from Poland. Later he was a Rav in Borough Park. He was the Rosh of the Gudus Rabbonim in America. He's the Eruch of Hadis. Let's talk about him a little bit. He made five Sfarim, beautiful Sfarim, Shalmei Simcha, on Mayadim. If you look closely, it's the safest called on Mayadim, but if you look at Shulian on Kachim, because it goes on all the Yonim of Kachim that have to do with Mayadim. And he was in the Hadis. That's right. Every month in the Hadis, he put a nice Shtekel Torah, never missed. And he was obviously very close to Mendel. And he said of a story that he knew Mendel in Vilna when the war broke out. If you know a little history, when the war broke out, people were at a loss what to do, especially Yidden, they're walking around, they don't know what to do, but the Chaim Moshe in Vilna, he was still alive, and he sent a message to all the yeshivas, whoever could get together, they should all come together, be together in Vilna. We should all be together, and we'll come up with the Eitzah. The Maisa, that was the next Hatzalma for the Mi Yeshiva came, and other Brachim from other yeshivas, they were able to even start the Mi Yeshiva to escape also. But the Maisa, they all came to Vilna at that time. So Reb Simcha Elberg said, you can imagine that time when they all came to Vilna, they were neck of a Mekhaimim, they weren't in their place, and it was called the Shas HaZam, Zayin Ayin Mem, it's in Lashon Kodesh, I don't know if they have chance like that in English, literally it would mean turmoil, but it's much more than turmoil, it means turmoil with a Pachad Mavis, there's not much a Pachad Mavis, a fear of death. So it's very difficult to sit down and learn Be'in. Sitting on Bechal, he said, but there was one person in Vilna at that time, everybody saw, was learning with Moedei Gasmad, it was Mendel Zaks. He said, it was like a Moifus. We saw, everyone looked at him, they said, he's learning Lamayim min HaKeichas. Pasha is Lamayim from human Keichas, the way he was learning Be'ian, Harving, and then Basmad doing that Tkufa in Vilna. And the Zutra said that when he was looking at him, he was thinking to himself, it must come, such a Moedei Gasmad, it must come from being close to Chavetz Chaim so many years. He's one of the closest people to Chavetz Chaim. He lived in his house. He was an Eidim. From being close to Chavetz Chaim is the only way to explain such a hasmada that he had in such a time. But then he said another beautiful book. Mama said, a beautiful book. The Rav Torah from Chavetz Chaim, he applied it to Mendel. There's a pasuk. The pasuk is in Tehillim. Sosa nechir mesecha k'meitzi shalom rav. Famous pasuk. That I'll be happy on your Torah like finding a great treasure. The cash, the obvious cash everyone asks is, what's the comparison of a treasure to Torah? I mean, all the money in the world doesn't come b'chal sheiches to the value of one word of Torah. How could the pasuk compare the Torah to a treasure? So Chavetz Chaim said, beautiful happiness. Chavetz Chaim said, the pasuk is saying a mashal. So there are people, Shvachim mentioned, weak people, elderly people, sick people. that they walk very slowly, they have trouble walking, and they can't carry too much. You have a person that the most he could carry, for example, is 5 pounds. More than that, it's not possible. He just can't carry more than 5 pounds. That's the most he could carry. If this same person is walking slowly and schwach and sick in the street, almost when he comes across a treasure chest filled with diamonds and precious jewels, and it's worth millions of dollars, it's worth a fortune. The problem is it weighs 20 pounds. Somehow, mitzamol, he's going to have to find the keichas. He'll be able to carry it. He's not going to give up that treasure, which will make him wealthy. Somehow, he'll just find the keichas. And Chafetz Chaim said he wasn't lying. He was saying the truth when he always said he cannot carry more than 5 pounds. It's true. But l'maisa, when you find a treasure, such a thing, all of a sudden you find keichas l'maylam and a keichas l'maylam and a teva. You find strength l'maylam and a teva. So Chafetz Chaim desperate on the pasuk. A person has been entire like this person in the mushroom that he found the treasure, being a ma'alam in a keichas. That type of person is tired, he doesn't want to go out to his night seder, he has no keichas. It's true, but look at it like the treasure, you should go a ma'alam in a keichas. That's what this person is saying. So, and he applied it to Mendel's desk. Mendel's desk would learn with his mother, mamash like this Indian, of Sassanesium, Sassanachim, Sechuk, Mesichon Rav. He said another very interesting point. He said that the Mendel, like we said, it was Mamash of Allah Adar that came from Europe. At that time, there was even a sprach people saying two Gedolei Adar came from Europe, Rabban Kotler and Mendel's ex. That's how they compared him to. He says, well, Maisa, in America, he wasn't too well known. Sometimes much more well known in Europe. In America, people didn't talk about him. Later, at the end of his life, he went to Haiti. So he's also pretty quiet over there. So the reason was because he was a quiet person, and all he did was sit and learn by his mother, and he kept to himself. But Superberg explained it a little more. Very interesting about it. He said, to build Torah in America, you have to have a certain tchunus hanefesh, a certain personality, a certain nature, a certain tchunus hanefesh, also some godless to be able to hold mocham in America. America in those days, people don't know history, was more difficult than today to build Torah. The ruach was against it, it's very difficult. You had to be able to fight that and take the bezeinus and be loichim. He said, there are people, the Gedolim, which that's their godless. The godless is, they're able to stand up and be loichim against America and they could win. But there are other people, he said, those kufas, they're godless. They cannot fight. They cannot be loichim. The tchunas nefesh is, he calls it atzilus nefesh, or maybe some kind of atzilus, that they cannot be loichim. And elu v'elu, as the Gemara says in Eivin, elu v'elu kimchayim, he said, elu v'elu dakim kimchayim, it was a certain godless that the person who cannot fight. And there's an aminim that there's a lot of people who say that a yid learned to block a mer minsk, it was one yid in Kovna that's machal Shabbos less. Somehow, when you went to here, you must be in the ganze welt. And about these gedolim, like your mental zacks, they're just a young learning that his mother was must be in the whole America to make it into Mokman Torah. Okay, there's more to talk about him, but it's not what we're here for. I want to say over some of his Torah, some of his chedushim. Most of his chedushim and shirim he never wrote. But there's some svarim, two svarim that just came out recently, Chedushim Mendel and Kisvim Mendel, which are beautiful svarim, and they put it together some little notes that they found here and there. And there's a few beautiful vetlas I want to say. The first Indian that he speaks about is the Indian in the mitzvah of Bidi Yom Kippur. But first, I want to remark them a little bit the whole sugya. The Gemara says in Yuma, the Fezayim Abayz, Tanur Bonan, mitzvah Bidi Yom Kippur Mim Chashecha. The mitzvah of Yom Kippur is im chashecha. Now, what does that mean? We're going to see soon what it means. With the night. Avraham Chacham Yisvad Kam Shiach V'Yish Hashem Etzitzit Tag B'Suda. But Chazal Masakin, that you should also say Vidui by Mincha before the Suda Masakas. Because maybe by the Suda, Rashi says you become shik. If you imagine someone becomes shik, a Suda Masakas Yom Kippur, but it could be a mold. There was nothing to drink besides beer. That's all they had. But because of Shechris, you want to make sure you have to run a Vidui, so you say Vidui before the Suda Masakas. And then the Brisa continues, Afish is Father Abbas, is Father Shachas. Even though you say Vidui by Mariv, you say again Vidui by Shachas. Shachas is Father Musaf. Even though you say Vidui by Shachas, you say Vidui again by Musaf, and Vaita is by Mincha also. Vaita. Akoponim, we have the Mitzvah Vidui in Yom Kippur. So the first Vidui that the Brisa says, talking about Mitzvah Vidui, Eviyam Kippur, Im Chashecha, what does that mean? It's Mahogaz Vishayim. Rashi learns the way that Rashi's lashon is im chashecha la'acha chinam shekibul of Yom Kippur. If you makab Yom Kippur, so Ramban learns in Rashi, his lashon is Rashi mefarish im chashecha aves kishkishim. Ramban learns that Rashi means that a lavi shouldn't win that way. That the first vidi is by Meir.
Yeah, the
kish
is shekibush. Ramban thinks
there is
Rashi
shekibush. Yeah, well Rashi.
He brings down the word shekibush, not shekibush.
Shekibush Yom. He also says Abbas Beferish, but he quotes Rashi, he says the Tikkun to Abbas, he says Abbas Meir Beferish. Yeah, well, Rashi writes Rashi's on Beferish. In Chashicha Abbas. Okay, anyway, but it seems that everyone that was on the Ran also brings down Rashi that way, and most Rishon, all Rishon have learned that the first Vidui is done by Meir. Even though it doesn't sound like that from the Braisa calls it Ev Yom Kippur, and Chashicha sounds like it's still Ev Yom Kippur. But Meir said that's something that means by Meir. And all the other Viduim are around that. But the Ramban is Chaylach. The Ramban learns the Braisa Kipshuta, that Mitzvah Vidui, Ev Yom Kippur, and Chashicha means there's a special Vidui, you should say, in Chashicha, right before Shkia. When you come to Shul, after the Susma Sekes, before Shkia, or maybe Benish Marshes, but before Meir, Akaponim, there's an extra Vidui to say before Meir. Meisa, how do we do it? The Shulchan Aruch is Tzaisim, like Rashi and the other Yishayim. Shulchan doesn't mention, it doesn't mention any Vidui before Meir. There's a Vidui by Mincha, the next is by Meir, but special Vidui when you come to Shul, say Vidui, that we don't find. The Machzorim don't have it, the Shulchan Harab also doesn't mention it. But Levush, the Mishnah brings down from the Shulchan Kaddish, the Mishnah brings down from the Shulchan Kaddish, the Yeshul Hachmi Kedas Ramban. It's Kedas Ramban, Machmi like Ramban, and say Vidui, before Meir. If this is my second, when you come to Shul, say before Meir. And where do we do that? So the Mishnah Berurah says we do it with Tfilin Zakei. But Tfilin Zakei is maybe not the standard Nusach HaVidui, but there is a beautiful Vidui in Tfilin Zakei. And you can be Mekayim, there's some Banchita with Tfilin Zakei. So it's another reason not to be Mishrashal, to make sure to say Tfilin Zakei, maybe even to make sure to say before Shkia, because you want to Chaperayin the whole Vidui. I saw in some Achzerim, they changed the Seder. I think the Seder of the Tfilin Zakei is first the Vidui, then the end to be Moichel everyone. And they changed the Seder to put the Mechinus everyone earlier, because a lot of people don't finish Tfilin Zakei, and say that's probably the most important part, you want to be Moichel everyone. I'm not so sure, I mean, Moichel everyone is very nice, but you also want to be Mekayim, maybe Vidui according to Ramban, before Shkia. So maybe you should keep the old order and say the Vidui first, the Vidui part first. The Aruch HaShulchan's Lashon is, he says, what was the question again? He says, yes, Yireim B'Shleimim, that would Taka say, would come to Shul, and the Taka would say Vidui. He doesn't mention Tfilin Zakei. He just says the people that would come to Shul and Taka say Vidui. Maybe Taka is an Indian to take out and say the regular Nuscha Vidui before Meir, if you want to do like the Racha Shulchan says, people did it. Most of the Machshirim don't have it, so we see that the old minig is a Zayvi Rashi. But it's very interesting. And in the Brice itself, okay, I'm not going to go into it, but there are the Yukim in the Brice that's mashma like Ramban, and there's other Yukim in the Brice that's mashma like Rashi. But we have Machlokes Rashi and Ramban, if there was a Vidui, an extra Vidui to be said in Shul before Meir. And again, the Mishnah Berurah does say it's Kedai to be Machmir and to be Yerzit, at least for Tfilin Zakei. Now, what's the mock of this whole Vidui? The Brice just starts off, Tana Rabbanan, Mitzvah Vidui, Eviyam Kippurim, and continues on the whole Mitzvah Vidui. Calls it a Mitzvah Vidui. What's the mark of this Mitzvah? Is there ice? What is this Mitzvah Vidui? The Rambam also brings it down in Peg Beis, Chos Tshuva, Loch Abov, that there's an Indian of Yom Kippurim who's not Tshuva on Lachal. Mechari, the Indian Mitzvah Vidui is Tshuva. The special Mitzvah is Tshuva on Yom Kippur. And that's what the Rambam says also. Yom Kippurim who's not Tshuva on Lachal. Says not Tshuva. But the Maisa, you have to understand, where's there a special Mitzvah of Tshuva on Yom Kippur? The mitzvah tshuva is a mitzvah whole year. Whenever, anytime a person chashon does an aveya, he's mechuyev to the tshuva. Mechuyev to the vidui, be moedan the chet, say it b'feirish, the aveya he did. He's mechuyev to do have charata. These are three pasuk of tshuva. It's vidui, charata, kabbal, and osin. What's special about Yom Kippur? Where do we find a mock of Yom Kippur? So it's bavus, as you do, it's very well known, the shari tshuva, minyan, and shabbez, oisi dalet. He says the mock is in the pasuk in the pasuk says Vayikra Mikol Mufnei Hashem Titaru. In Pasuk Achimoyis, the Torah says by the pasuk of Yom Kippur, Kibyer Mizeh Yichap Aleichem Atayeschem Mikol Chatisechem Mufnei Hashem Titaru. What does the words mean? Mufnei Hashem Titaru, literally before Hashem, you should become tov, you should become pure. So Ben Yehuda learns this is a special mitzvah say to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Same as Ben Yehuda. And it's very niskabel, the Subbein Yehuna, that's the mitzvah, say, of doing tshuva on Yom Kippur. Even though the Maisa, the Subbein Yehuna is a Moedik HaChiddush, because it's a drasha. He's making a drasha of a pasuk that's not brought down anywhere in Shas. We don't find anywhere in Brises or in Shas or in Chazal anywhere a drasha of Neishim Tetaru is a mitzvah to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Subbein Yehuna learns that this pasuk, maybe he's going to be Pshitish HaMikra. He says, the pasuk on the pasuk is that you mechuv to tshuva on Yom Kippur. That's the makkah. Right, we know the Kohen Gadol is right. Oh, we're gonna get there. And that would be the Mukkah. We have to copy the Kohen Gadol.
Why not?
You
see that he's doing
it. We're gonna get that soon. The Shulchan Aruch, it looks to me like he's saying a new time, a whole new reason, a whole new Mukkah. Why is the tshuva on Yom Kippur? Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Zayin Sifano says. Since we know Yom Kippur, Yitzumi Shiyem is Machapa. The Pasuk Torah says, Ki Yom is a Yechapa, it's a day of Kapara. Therefore, everyone is Machoyiv to do Vidi. Ki Kim Matsin Machol Kabona is Taboy Machapa, Shinem of Esfada Shechatara. Because we find by every carbon that's brought to, for Kapara, when everything comes Machapa, it's a Kabanashim, the Torah says, a mitzvah Vidi, Esfada. So the panel wants to say, just like we find when you bring a carbon that's a kapara, the Torah says v'sadi sevidi. The same thing when Yom Kippur is machapa, you have to say vidi. He's a chayal learning that this din this father is lav dafkan kabonis. It's a din in a kapara. The Torah is saying that if you bring a carbon which is a kapara, you have to say vidi. So anything that's a kapara, you have to say vidi on. So it comes out, the Shulchan Aruch is saying a whole new mokka for the mitzvah of Vidi and Tshuva and Yom Kippur comes out from the pasuk of his father. This, it says by Kabbonis. The Shulchan Aruch learns it's lav dafka by Kabbonis. It goes on Yom Kippur also. That's a panel of the Kachidish. I saw just recently, I didn't have a chance to look inside, but I saw in the Kiyas Sefer Rambam in the Goyas, he mentions in Levush. It could be in Levush as the same thing as Shulchan Aruch. Then the Mokka will be a Levush, not just Shulchan Aruch. But to me, it's a very big Chiddush that everyone knows the Ben Yena, that the Mokka of Tshuva and Yom Kippur is a Sufnation to Taru, but it seems Shulchan Aruch, and maybe the Levush is saying a whole different Mokka. The Mokka is the Mitzvah Vidi on Kabbonis, because it's locked up, and Kabbonis goes on any Kapara. As this thing, Akasha, there's something else that's Machapa, besides Kabbonis and besides Yom Kippur, Yisurim. We know Yisurim are Machapa on a person. So every time a person has Yisurim, is also mechiv to the vidi according to Shulchan Aruch. That's my kasha. Shulchan Aruch is saying that we learn from Kabbonis that whatever is mechap in these vidi.
But not certain that's the reason of the yisurim. Sometimes
it's for other reasons. Is that true? I mean, there's a whole sugya in Erchin, after Zayin and Beis. The Gemara says that all yisurim are mechap. Even the smallest yisurim. The Gemara gives a mashal. Person sticks his hand in his pocket, pulls out 3 coins, and he comes out with 2 coins, and he has a slight stop from that. That's also kapara. So every time a person has Yisurim, he has to go say Vida? Which is a Tzurchi, and that we don't find. Oh, let's get to Mendel's access of Hakir. Mendel calls a Shaila in the Sefer. He says, the Mishnah says in Yuma, also I want to speak about this because I think that I'm learning it in Dafemi. In Yuma, that's Samachvah, the Mishnah says, Bola Yitzisol HaMishtaleach, the Kohen Gadol will go to Soy Mishtameach, the Soy Mishtay Yodav Olav, and Mishfada, and he will say, Vida, V'kach Reyoim, Ona Hashem, Ova, Poshu, Kofan, Lufanech, Amcha, Beisrol, Ona B'Shem, Kapan, Lung, Avonis, B'Shem, Mechatoim, Shosu. He would say, Vida, V'Klai Yisrol. So, Klai Yisrol acts, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, times when the Kohen Gadol said, Vida, was Klai Yisrol Yitz with that Vida? And then they didn't have to say their own Vida? That's the Shaila. So I think the Shayla is in a, there's a few parts of the Shayla. The first Shayla is when the Kohen Gadol, when he's first of all the Shayla is you mean just Vidi of Musaf maybe? Because the Kohen Gadol said Vidi first by Musaf, so we don't have to say Vidi by Musaf, but maybe we should say the other Vidi. Or maybe Shayla is on the Ikka Vidi, because the Ikka Mitzvah Vidi and Shiva on Yom Kippur is one time. So this is a Mendel Shayla that when the Kohen Gadol said Vidi, we don't have to say Vidi. Are we Yates with the Kohen Gadol's Vidi? That's the Shayla. So the first shaila is the Kohen Gadol really doing the b'shlichas? The Torah maybe says there's a kasa. The Torah said the Kohen Gadol should say vidi on the Sarah Mishtaleach. Is that shlichas for us? And the second shaila is even if it is shlichas, I think the shaila is this called the mitzvah shebegufay? There's a famous Tosfos Rid in Kedushin, the second parak, Daf Beis, Amud Aleph, and the Ksais Achoshin, Agav, that says the Ksais is Yotzei Rosso, so mentioning Ksais and Siman Kufay Beis. That by mitzvah shavagufay, shlichus doesn't help. We spoke about this. Mitzvah shavagufay, putting on tefillin, you can't put on tefillin for the next day. You can't do it b'shlichus. So Shaila is, how do you understand vidui? Is vidui a mitzvah shavagufay, and it's not something someone can do b'shlichus, or not? Or maybe vidui is not mitzvah shavagufay, it can be done b'shlichus. So I think that's the chakir, and the nafkamin will be, b'zman abayis, was the achiv, this mitzvah sasei, whatever the marker is, this mitzvah to do tshuva, could be yitz vidui with the kohen gadol's vidui. So I saw in an article that put out the sefer, this Chazusha Mendel.
We know it's really saying vidi for the cause. he's still saying really for Klaus. Whatever the pshat is, Shluch is not Shluch. So he's saying there won't be Yotzi, even if it's Shluch the Rachman, then the Emet Korban Yad HaChai.
This is all part of here. Is it shlichus and would it be a problem? And if it is shlichus, would it be a problem, Mr. Bagupai? So it's Einikol. In the Hagoyis on the Sefer, he brings down that Mr. Mechaschinuch in the Kitzah is Moir the whole Shaila. The Mechaschinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samachdal and Veisches. He's not talking about Yom Kippur. He's talking about Algemeinu Tshuva, regular Tshuva. Can a person be Yotze regular Tshuva vili b'shlichus? Mashal, and it could be Chashon Nageya. Let's say a person is sick. He's in bed. He's Rachmanis not even dying, he's very sick and he's too schwach and he can't say vidoy, and he asks someone, do me a favor, say vidoy b'shlichus. Can he ask someone to say vidoy b'shlichus? Does that work? That's what ends up happening? That could be Shemeka Oina. You know, that could be Shemeka Oina when they help when they put, that could be Shemeka. I was thinking Shemeka Oina is something else. Oh, he's covered it, but then he's not making a shliach. Okay, but the mice, whatever it is, but let's say, can you make a shliach if he's not, person not even there? But that's shemeka ina. So he can't hear. Whatever reason, can you do shliachos? So mechasuch means this raya. Mechasuch says in one line, you see that the kohen gadol said vidui on the same shliach, and that was b'shlichus of Klal Yisrael. So you see the vidui works b'shlichus. So you see the mechaschinuch nemdom v'davu poshut that shliachos works by vidui, and that's how the shlichus worked by the kohen gadol. But emes Mendel Zaks is calling it for chakir because it's not so pashut. Who says the shlichus? And the second kasha is maybe it's the mitzvah begufa and shlichus won't help. I was thinking there could be one other big tzad this will not help. The gadol is not the to be the vidui kohen gadol because there's a Rambam. We mentioned this Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis, Halacha above. The Rambam says Yom Kippurim, whose man shuvin l'chol liyachin l'rabim. Listen to Zaman. Penel the Gemara. The Rambam says Yom Kippurim, whose man shuvin l'chol liyachin l'rabim. He continues who keeps mechirin l'slichah yisol. It's the end of mechirin l'slichah v'klai yisol. The Viga Chayev Makol last is shuvin l'svayis Yom Kippurim. You have to know what the Rambam means when he says who keeps mechirin l'slichah yisol. What does that mean? It's the end of mechirin. It's the keeps of mechirin l'slichah yisol. You have to know what that means. But the beginning of the Rambam saying also the Santa Zach. Yom Kippurim, whose man shuvin l'chol liyachin l'rabim. Is man shuvah for the yochid and rabbin? What does that mean? What does it mean man shuvah for the yochid? What does it mean man shuvah for the rabbin? For the yochid, we understand every yochid has to do shuvah. But what does the rabbin mean? So I think the rabbin is saying that's the soy mishtaleach. Soy mishtaleach and the vidui of the kohen gadol was not a vidui for kol echav echad. There's a vidui for the rabbin. There's a shuvah that Klaisel as a whole, Klaisel as a whole needs to do shuvah. Klaisel as a whole has to say vidui, and that's what the vidui of the kohen gadol was. So if this is what the Rambam is saying, that it's man tshuva v'chol yachav rabbim, that soy mishleleach was not the tshuva v'chol yachav yachav, that was the tshuva for the rabbim. Tshuva v'rabbim. So it'll come out that we're not like the mechaschinuch. You cannot be yetzah with the vidui of the kohen gadol. It was the whole different chetz of the vidui. It was the vidui for the rabbim. It was the vidui for the tshuva the rabbim calls man tshuva l'rabbim. And now we also have a personal chiv of a chiv tshuva v'chol yachav yachav. What's the chiv v'chol yachav yachav? Either it's from the nation of the Torah, like Ben Yenis says, or it's from... Well, he was saying over the Gemara, Shluch Rachmana, the Torah was mine. I mean, what's the whole tzad that he should be a shlichus to begin with? If a shlichus, you mean a shlichus. Right, that's the other side. Well, this is the chakir, and the mechasinuch isn't aiming on that it is a shlichus. He understands that it is a shlichus. But I just want to be familiar that a third reason why it would not help. Because there's a din the Rambam is saying, there's a halacha, there's man tshuva l'chol yachav rabbim. The Rambam is giving us a havana that the soya mishtaleach is not really a personal tshuva of every person, it's a tshuva of the Klal Yisrael as a whole. And that, so that vidui would be a hodah vidui. He says it's a tzara, so that's the reason, not like the mechaslinach. So again, mechaslinach says we could be yitz with the vidui kohen gadol, but if we learn that the vidui is the inyan of vidui for the rabbim, what the Rambam says, it would not help. It is more yenim in the sefer from Mendel's excellent to the sefer, but it's a little long. We don't have much time, so.
What?
Oh, he talks about that. The Mefasim talks about Mingling and Mitzvah Mashiach Hasev. You have to know what together Mingling and Mitzvah Mashiach Hasev. It's only according to Marit, not according to everyone else. He does talk about that. Okay, just a quick story, just as it's a Zaita Gamian that I just have to see. I was looking at Mechas Chinuch. Mitzvah Gimel. He says the Santa Vart on the Indian of Gidon Asher. The Gemara says, in the beginning of Gidon Asher, Tzarkim Abeis, the famous Gemara is, Machoikis, if Yesh Begidon B'Neisim Tam, or Ain Begidon B'Neisim Tam. Does the Gidon Asher have any tam? Does it have any taste? Does it have any taste? Or is it Eitz Ba'alma? One man that holds Yesh Begidon B'Neisim Tam. Gidon Asher has taste, like butter, it has certain taste to it. And the other man says, no, it's like Eitz Ba'alma, it's like a piece of wood, so why are you chayiv on it? Why is that called Ma'isachim? Because it's a kosev. The Torah says, do not eat this thing, this shtick Eitz, this Gidon Asher, which has no tam. What's the nafkamina? The portion of nafkamina is if you take a gedanasha and you cook it in the tafshel, and then you take out the gedanasha. If it's yesh begin listening time, it's like every tafshel that you put something chafed in the pot and you cook it, even if you take the piece out, but it put tam in the pot, it put taste in the pot, so you need shishim against the tumim v'alkalis. But if you don't begin the listening time, then there's no problem. If you take the gedanasha out, it doesn't give tam into the tafshel, so there's no issur. That's the nafkamina. But the Mechas Chinuch wants to say, another nafkamina. There'll be another nafkamina if according to Mandama, in beginning of the time, Tanya Mechas Chinuch, it would be a chilah Hashem to eat it. Explains like this. He says the Rambam in Hilchos Yisoid Dei Torah, the Rambam says that if a person doesn't have a b'shat nefesh and l'hachas, he doesn't do l'tiyobin. He doesn't l'chmon son. Not even l'tiyobin. He has no type of the b'ri. He does l'chmon son just l'hachas chas v'shalom. That's a chilah Hashem. And the Ram says, if he does it b'chadi chador, that's a chilul Hashem. If he does it b'rabim, it's a chilul Hashem b'rabim. But there's madriga of chilul Hashem b'yachid also. People can make a mistake in that. They think chilul Hashem is not b'rabim. It's not true. Even b'chadi chador, it's shechti niyam chilul Hashem. It's best for chilul Hashem. And then Mechas Chinuch brings down this famous Ram in Hilchos Teshuva. The Ram says in Hilchos Teshuva that on chilul Hashem, there's no tshuva. There's no tshuva. You cannot do tshuva on chilul Hashem. Adyei Moisei. You have to do tshuva. You have to have tshuva. You have to have Yom Kippur, and you have to have a person that has to have misa also. By misa, he can have a kapara. So misa, what's nafkamina? He has anyway a kapara by misa. Nafkamina, he's going through his whole life without a kapara. He's living without a veir his whole life. Maybe the geya, the ramhazis, the geya, other things. But there's a big nafkamina that the tshuva on the Chilul Hashem doesn't help. Have mechsinah according to Mandom, yesh begidim leisim tam. He's eating it. He could eat the tiyovin. So it's shayach to have tshuva on that. But according to Mandam, Eimigim, the next time nafkamin would be, if he eats it, that's a chilul Hashem. He's doing that's automatically lahachas, because it has no tam. There's no reason why he would eat it. That's the intent of Mechsid. But mainly, he cannot do tshuva on that. That's the that she wants to say.
It's
not pleasure. Okay.
It's not pleasure.
Okay, maybe the Chavis Chaim didn't understand. Okay. The Mechasov does say that it could be even according to Mandam, in beginning of the next time, the first time he eats it, he thought it might have tam. He wants to find out if it's really a tam or not. So maybe that tshuva will help on that. Because the first time he eats it, he's doing it with the oven. He's curious what it tastes like. But after the first time, when he realizes it has no tam, now already he knows. So the second time he does it, the Mechasov will be over. Besides the Ve'ev Gidon Asher, he'll always be over the Ve'ev Chilul Hashem automatically. And then with Chilul Hashem, that he can have the tshuva. So I was just thinking about maybe a few things on this. Because remember, you have to understand the whole mandam of Ein Begin B'Neisim Tam. Why don't we, all these years, why don't we ask a kfeila? Why don't we ask a guy or a cook? The Gemara says that if something falls into the tafshel and you're not sure if the shishim or not, make a din, you get a kfeila, a mumcha, an expert cook who's to taste it and tell us, do you taste any of the tamis in there? And if he says, Masich B'Taimah, he's Neman. So why don't we ask just a kfeila? If there's a time to get an usher, and how can you have a machoikas all these thousands of years? Why don't we just ask Fela? And I was thinking the cash is even more, because the machoikas of Yesh Begin B'Leisim Tam, or Ein Begin B'Leisim Tam, is not just on the get an usher, the usher is the gid, and the is the machoikas on every gid, every vein inside the behemoth. It happens to be the only thing in the gid is the get an usher, that's the only way, but the same machoikas is the chayr on all the gidin. Do the gidin have tam or not? Why don't we just taste it? Do we taste ourselves? Why don't we just taste the gid? Now the lashon of the Gemara is machlekes of yesh begim leisim tam or not if it gives a tam. Sounds like the whole machlekes is whether it gives a tam. So maybe you might think even according to the mandam, ein begim leisim tam, it just cannot give off a tam. but the gid itself does have a tam. Right. And well, that would be not like the home of chesinah. Is there also? But the truth is, that seems to be clear on a lot of sugis that this machlekes is lav dafka with its nicin tam. This machlekes on the gid itself if it has a tam. So I saw in the ghost, the machlekes brings down. It's a prima godim. And a placey and others say also that even according to Mandama of aiming and missing time, it doesn't mean it has no time at all. It has a time kolish, it has a very weak time. Everybody agrees it has a very weak time. The machlekes is this little time that it has, is that chosh of the time? Is that considered time? The man of Yeshua given the time, he holds this time kolish is considered a time, has a halach of a time, of a taste. The man of aiming given the time, he holds that this time kolish does not have any taste to it. What? No, he's not saying that. But if you learn in Lechera, you have a right to him this kasha. They don't mention this kasha, but why don't we have the Esek Fein or something to taste it? According to this, it's meant for the kasha. We can't Esek Fein to taste it, and you can't taste yourself or the Gidon, because we know there's a taste. You're going to feel a taste. And when not the Yechayos to Mishai, is this taste considered Tam or not? That's the Reina Mechayos Tanoim. You're going to taste the Tam Kolnish, a very weak taste, and that's the Reina Mechayos Tanoim if that's called a Tam or not. So that's pshat why we're having machlokes and no one was ever able to be question silent taste it. But al kaponim, if it does have a shtickle tam kolish to it, because then you could say this not from Hashem. Maybe he didn't let you have and he wanted to taste this tam kolish, and that's why the Gemara is whole nafkamina. Yeshivim this time, maybe getting this time. It's only been a gay tarub. It's still into tashlon. You don't have also nafkamina if it's from Hashem or not.